The boy with bread and fish. Did you know that sometimes the simplest act of kindness can be the most important? Sometimes the smallest child can make the biggest difference. And I'm going to read you a story now about a boy with bread and fish. He is going to give us a good example. One day a little boy left on a trip with his family. They were on their way to see Jesus teach. The boy grabbed some bread and fish and put it in his basket. After all, it would make a nice picnic when they get hungry. Have you ever been on a picnic? And did you eat bread and fish, or did you eat something else? The boy spotted Jesus on the hill. There were thousands of people sitting on the grassy hill. The boy picked out a good spot, just where he could see Jesus between all the people, and sat down to listen. Jesus told story after story. He used stories to teach the people about right and wrong. And the nice thing with Jesus' stories is that he filled the people's hearts with hope. Sometimes people would come up to Jesus and he never turned them away. Instead, he would pray for them. He blessed the poor people and the sick and the crippled. Each one of them was healed through Jesus. Then the sky was beginning to darken. Jesus' disciples started to worry. "Jesus," they told him, "it's late. These people need to eat." So Jesus told his disciples to feed them right away. "But we don't have food," they replied. The boy, who had been sitting quietly in the crowd, stood up. He walked over to Jesus with his basket. Can you remember what was in his basket? "Yes, I have some bread and fish," he said. "It isn't much, but will it help feed the hungry people?" Jesus looked down at the boy and he smiled. He took the boy's food and he gave thanks to God. Then he broke the bread and the fish into tiny pieces. He handed them to his disciples and he told them to pass the food around. It was a miracle. Jesus kept giving out small pieces of bread and fish until everyone was fed. Thousands and thousands of people. The people ate and ate until their bellies were full. In fact, there were enough leftover pieces of bread and fish to fill 12 baskets. Jesus was so pleased by the boy's generous gift of his small lunch. The little boy not only helped feed thousands and thousands of people, he also helped Jesus to teach everyone a lesson. He showed that giving a little can go a long way. Jesus blessed his small gift and multiplied it. So when we give what we have, we are part of God's miracles. And I'm sure each one of you know how you can use something small that you have to bless many other people.